first, the moody hunter burns small branches in the hunting fire from the glowing end of blackened mask, especially around the eyes. In this way, he wore a part of the fire made from the sacred forest that infused the essence with good luck that he might see the animals better. For days, he rolled the kusa vine until the net was strong and walked into the heart of darkness, illuminated by shafts of spiraling light. There is darkness all around, he thought, but if darkness is, and darkness is of the forest, darkness must be good. The woman who received first fire frightened the antelope toward the net, an infant slung from her shoulders, sometimes nursing, always aware. A poison arrow pierces the silence. Tonight there will be dancing. The Malimo fire will awaken the forest to another season of living. Yesterday was past and gone forever. In the forest where death comes early, uncertain tomorrows come and go. Life is precious and too brief to waste the moment that is now. We will eat and sing until the fire burns down into the silence. Then we listen for the owl calling into the night, awakening the leopard who will hunt until the dawn. We will follow that trail by the morning light and set our nets in silence and give thanks to the forest for watching over its children. The forest provides for our needs from generation to generation, the eternal standard by which all deeds and thoughts are judged. What needful leaders who sit above nature's providence. Conflict will be settled as it arises according to its nature. The forest watches over its own. Without the forest, there is no God. Without God, there is no forest. Everything taken is returned. Our spirit lives forever and becomes one of the children of the Tore. Our soul enters the animal totem, in which form we will continue to live in the forest. Instead of living in fear of the spirits of the dead, we sing in their memory around the Kumamo Limo. Then we make our way back to our huts. To dream about the spirit elephant we will follow till he falls, when our brothers share the hallowed ground and our bounty, enough to trade with the Bantu for plantains and baku. But first the morning chores before the hunt begins, collecting firewood, fetching water, tending the children. The women cook the morning meal and the men tighten their bows. All is done in a whisper for a noisy camp may go hungry. Then one by one, slipping silently into the forest, where the leopard poses no threat unless come on unaware. The women in painted bark cloth gather mushrooms, nuts, and berries, listening to the thunder rolling over the dense canopy. An antelope is startled from its nest and is given chase toward the hunter, alerted to the sound. Without thought of roles, the woman runs down her game. There is no division of labor when starvation hangs in the balance. Tongue of lightning seared its way through the rain, shattering a nearby tree, the earth shaken by thunder. Still the day progresses, though no one rushes to take the lead. The one in front catches the most moisture clinging to the forest floor. Back at camp, the women bathe the children in the river, while the men divide the bounty, each according to need. No one will go hungry, there is always manioc and bao. The old man sit around the fire, sharing a pipe of bangi. Always the stories of what the day had brought, reenacting the antelope's death throes or opportunities lost. Always around the fire, living in the moment, surrounded by the forest who watches over its children. Then the drums begin to beat the rhythm of the soul. The dance comes to life, the song of praise of God. The echoes thunder deep within the spirit of the future. As the first first children of the forest, give thanks for another day.